What great music two talented girls and a guitar can come up with. That was sisters Olesya and Andriana Chuchman from Winnipeg, from their CD Vesnyani Nochi, Spring Nights, which they recorded a few years back. They have since gone on to launch brilliant careers, Olesya as a teacher and Andriana as an opera singer on the North American opera scene. And that song you heard was Lebedi Materinstva, Swans of Motherhood, from their CD Vesnyani Nochi, Spring Nights. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павіна Макуарі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Павіна Демчик-Макуарі, your host. Thanks so much for joining me today. We've got a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar has a delicious recipe for stuffed pork tenderloin. Keith Perron has a new story about tourism and health tourism, in fact, to Ukraine, and specifically to a salt mine. So stay tuned for that special feature. As well, we have an interview with Slavko Nohas of the polka band Trimbita from Edmonton, who recently released a CD just this past December, and it is called Keep Calm and Polka On. You've heard some of the tunes over the weeks since they sent us the CD, and we've got Slavko now, who is one of the members, to tell us all about the background of the band and what they're doing now and where they're going forward. So stay tuned for that as well. And as usual, our proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And since the second Sunday in May is always Mother's Day in North America and perhaps other parts of the world, much of our music today will feature moms. And coming up next is that ubiquitous Edmonton group UB from their first CD, Hardwood Harmonics, and that classic Billa Mene Mate, My Mother Beat Me. Well, not really. Here's UB to tell you the story, Billa Mene Mate.
Billa Mene Mate, березовим прутом, щоб я не стояла, з молодим рекрутом, щоб я не стояла, з молодим рекрутом.
А я собі стояла, аж кури запіли на двері, подуяла, що ми не репіли на двері, подуяла.
Чула, що ви не сварила, що мати не почула, що ви не сварила.
Now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on their Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
старенька, люба моя мамо, коли б дорогу знала ти сюди, пішла б одна глибокими снігами шукать мої заметені сліди. Полярну ніч і холод краю комі, ти б все-все тучі перемогла, та жаль тобі, дороги незнайомі, крім тих, що є круг нашого села. Розпитуй в ці краї доріг, я може сам ще повернусь до тебе, коли розтане цей холодний сніг. І на твої вже тремтячі руки після розлуки я чолом схилюсь, не плач, матусе, от біди розпуки я повернусь, скоро повернусь, не плач, матусе, от біди розпуки я повернусь, скоро повернусь, скоро повернусь.
Moving on to Montreal on our musical journey for this Mother's Day special programming. That was a group called Privit. Actually, it's a duo in this incarnation of the group. They've been around a while. This is from their first CD, Berech Nadi, which means Shores of Hope, and it was recorded back in the 1990s. The duo consists of Roman Kostic and Mark Bednarczyk, and this is a song that, from their CD, most of the songs, in fact, on the CD are dedicated to Ukrainian women, and this one was specifically to mothers. It was called Matri, which means mother. Up next, more Montreal talent. This is a female group, a girl group, a trio by the name of Cheremshena, and they've also been around a long time, recorded many CDs and vinyl recordings. This next number is from their most recent CD, Postishka Khmri, Along Paths of a Dream, and it is a song called Nivishka, and there are undercurrents in the lyrics of this song of the, I guess, the female perspective on the old saying, marry in haste, repent in leisure. Here is Cheremshena now with Nevistka, daughter-in-law.
Ще з колиськи мати мене вчила, ще з колиськи я рано хлопців, щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила. Щоб я рано хлопців, щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила. А я свою неньку не слухала, а я свою неньку не слухала. Полюбила хлопця, хлопця молодого, полюбила, покохала. Полюбила хлопця, хлопця молодого, полюбила, покохала. Колись була дівка, як та ружа, колись була дівка, як та ружа. А нині невістка, а нині невістка, маю мужа, маю мужа. А нині невістка, а нині невістка, маю мужа, маю мужа. Колись була дівка у квіточках, колись була дівка у квіточках. А нині невістка, а нині невістка, на головці хустиночка. Нині невістка, нині невістка, на головці хустиночка. Ще з колиськи мати мене вчила, ще з колиськи мати мене вчила. Щоб я рано хлопців, щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила. Щоб я рано хлопців, щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила. Не кохала, не любила.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Pork has been and remains a favorite meat with Ukrainians and other Slavic peoples. It certainly is a favorite in my home. Pork tenderloin is the most tender cut of pork. It is also very lean, making it an excellent choice for cholesterol-conscious meat lovers. This recipe for stuffed pork tenderloin is one of the easiest and tastiest I know. I'm sure you'll love it as much as I do. To prepare it, you'll need 2 pork tenderloins of equal size, melted butter, salt, and freshly ground pepper, and your favorite bread stuffing. You can vary a basic bread and sage stuffing by adding 1 cup chopped celery or 1 cup sliced mushrooms, both of which you would saute in with the chopped onion. Butterfly the tenderloins. To do it, just split them lengthwise, but making sure not to cut them through completely. Open each loin and flatten out with your hand or the flat side of a mallet. Brush with melted butter and sprinkle with salt and pepper. Spread the stuffing on one flattened tenderloin and cover with the other one, creating a roll. Tie the roll in 2 or 3 places with kitchen string to secure. Brush the roasting pan with oil or fat, put the roll in it, and brush it with melted butter or oil. Cook in a 350 degree Fahrenheit oven until tender, allowing 25 to 30 minutes per pound. The time will depend on the desired doneness, as some people like their pork to be slightly pink. This is completely safe and acceptable. Rest the roll for 5 minutes before slicing. Serve with the pan juices. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
so happy with you. You always cared for me, you always kissed me. I was so happy with you. Patiently teach me, I was so happy with you. My dearest mother, I must tell you once more. In a cradle you rocked me and sang to me gently. I'll never forget your love. In a cradle you and sang to me gently, I'll never forget your love.
And that was the all-female polka band from Winnipeg called The Female Beat. And I've had the good fortune to meet with these gals a few times. The first time, Joyce Horn, who was the vocalist there and also plays rhythm guitar, was in Vancouver. We met for the first time a few years back. Had a great time at New West Key. And she was telling me that this is one of their most requested songs, especially this time of year when they're doing gigs around Mother's Day. But that is a particularly beloved tune. And after I started playing here on Nash Holas as well, we got requests for that very song. So happy to share it with you on this Mother's Day program. Again, The Female Beat from their first CD called And the Beat Goes On. And that was the Dear Mother Waltz, Doraha Moya Mama.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, we're going to be heading into the salt mines, but don't worry, It's Nothing Sinister. We have seen many countries around the world taking advantage of health tourism. It's an excellent way to boost the economies of countries and to put investment in the healthcare system. Now, if I said to you, any of you listening right now, look, we're going to go on a health tourism trip to Ukraine, you'd be saying, oh, that sounds like a great idea. But then I turned to you and I said, well, we're going to be going down into a salt mine. I'm sure I would be getting a couple of stares and people would be wondering if I drank too much vodka. Well, the province of Donetsk is one of the largest salt mining regions in the world. But it's more than just that. It also boosts a unique underground sanitarium for people with asthma and other lung complaints. We have this story from Marion Canute, who visited that very unique salt mine.
We're traveling through eastern Ukraine. This is mining country. People here are not well off. We get to the Donetsk Basin and the city of Donetsk. It's not dissimilar to the former coal mining areas of Western Europe. Soccer is popular here. The Donetsk Stadium co-hosted the European Championships. But they don't just mine coal here. Close by is the city of Soledar, in one of the biggest salt mining areas of Europe. Salt's been mined here for 130 years. And that's left an underground labyrinth 300 meters below the surface. It's a little spooky. What do you do with so much empty space? Well, how about this? One of the deepest soccer fields in the world. But who plays here? A few hundred meters further on, we find the next surprise. People live down here. And they're doing gymnastics.
We blow ourselves up like a balloon. And we let the air out again.
Welcome to the Soledar Sanatorium. Courses of treatment for lung conditions last 3 weeks here. Patients live and sleep underground. They go to the surface twice a day to shower and for meals. Most suffer from asthma.
I was scared at first. I watch a lot of horror movies. And if you have that stuff on your mind, then it's pretty scary here. But I'm used to it now.
Dima's grandmother says he hardly coughs now. The youngster agrees he's feeling better. Bogdan suffers from chronic bronchitis, but now he's sleeping better than ever.
When I go to bed, the big kids are still running around. And I lie there and can't get to sleep. But then it's like someone presses a button in me and I fall fast asleep.
The patients say it's not boring here. There are children with their parents and adult patients. Some come every year. The senior doctor visits once a day. Otherwise, it's all routine, unless a patient has been prescribed a massage. That takes place at the surface after breakfast. The doctor says asthmatics aren't the only patients.
We see surprising results here every day. We've seen that patients with high blood pressure feel better. It normalizes after 3 or 4 days. Allergy patients feel better. Psoriasis clears up. The symptoms of food intolerance are less severe. And the effects last for months.
The salty air is free of bacteria. It's humid and healthy. But it's pretty cold, too. It's just 16 degrees Celsius down here. To warm up, patients can play soccer next door on one of the saltiest pitches on Earth. There's salt everywhere you look. The floor, the roof, the walls,
but let's find out if it's real. Yep, that's salt, and it's tasty too. Playing soccer in a salt mine has another advantage as well. These kids can easily replace the minerals they sweat out.
And with that special look at that very unique underground sanitarium, which was previously a salt mine, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. We'll see you again in 7 days' time. Take care. See you soon.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Життя бунлацьке, життя байдуже, юнацьке, царить над нам весела власная, борить усе, любов прекрасная, мене не страшить буря, ані грім, простори світ, це для мене дім.
Timbita is a Ukrainian folk band based out of Edmonton, Alberta, that has been doing the folk and polka circuit for a while, with musical influences such as Rushnichuk, Trio Marianich, The Pogues, Gogol Bordello, and Flogging Molly. They have three CDs to their credit, The Blue Album, which was released in 1987, and Faces in 1991, both with great traditional arrangements and original scores. In December of 2012, their third CD was released. It was called Keep Calm and Polka On, and it includes numerous original songs along with a Trimbita-fied reworking of traditional Ukrainian folk songs. The members are Slavko Nohas on lead vocals and bass, Paul Begore on accordion, Pat Strain on guitar, Gerald Dubik, saxophone, Joel Gray on trumpet, and John Newton on drums. I caught up with Slavko Nohas by phone recently, and we started out our conversation talking about the group's 25th anniversary.
It's been a long run. It's actually 35. This group has been around since 1977. So it was we're kind of embarking on our 36th year of doing the polka thing. And it doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon, that's for sure. It was actually my brother who started the band in 1977, and I was just kind of the annoying little brother that would kind of be around. And, you know, my brother and I performed for years before that together, just kind of singing, and him on the accordion and me on a little ukulele for a long time, doing the senior retirement home circuit and church bazaars. So that was kind of our thing. But I joined the group back in 1983, and basically I was just around 13 years old then, and haven't looked back.
So after you don't play the ukulele anymore.
No, graduated from that. I'm the bass player and the lead singer, and, you know, play a few other instruments as well that I've picked up over the years. So,
So you're the vocalist. You have a gorgeous voice.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Are you a trained singer? Did you take a lot of lessons? Did you have aspirations for a musical career?
Well, it's pretty much a, you know, I would say a hobby, but from an early age, in our house, singing was the norm. My mom would sing constantly. She would teach us songs from, you know, from the time that we could pretty much talk, and it just kind of became, you know, second nature to us. And, you know, I did go on and did some work here at Grant McEwen College in the music program, and kind of have had the opportunity to work with some pretty talented people. And, you know, it's been fun. It's definitely something that I've enjoyed doing over the years, especially with my group, Timbita. So, and like I say, it's, you know, we credit the longevity of the group to, you know, we've had certain consistencies in membership within the group, especially from the time that I took over. My brother left the band in about 1987. I've kind of looked at it as the consistency of the instrumentation. So I've been fortunate to work with a lot of talented people and kind of keep that sound consistent over the years. And that's kind of kept us rejuvenated and going as new members come in. And, you know, at last count, I think there's probably been about 42 or 43 individuals that have gigged with this group.
Wow.
Over the years. And so it's kind of a weird little network here in Edmonton of folks from, you know, whether it's the U of A music program or Grant McEwen music program, and just a lot of fun people. So.
Yeah, I've noticed that. It's quite amazing the way you guys network.
Yeah, I think it's just a credit to the musical community, especially, you know, I think within the Ukrainian scene here. Over the years, there have been so many groups and you know, excellent groups out there. You know, you think back to the days of, you know, Dumka and other groups that kind of got it going. And I think there's a healthy respect and camaraderie within that community, which bodes well, I think, for the public that are out there looking for decent music and entertainment when they go to a Zabava or whatever it is that they're putting on.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, and I'm really delighted that so many of you are making recordings so that I can share them with people that are not in Edmonton, fortunate enough to be able to attend some of the Zabavas groups live. So, yeah, and you've got 3 CDs out, right? You've just released your third, correct?
That's right, yeah. We've kind of paced ourselves because the big joke was, you know, we did the first album back in 1987, you know, when vinyl was a thing and the cassettes were the thing. And then the second one came pretty quick after in 1991. And that went on to CD. And then we've just been kind of playing and gigging and, you know, to kind of commemorate the 35th. And we decided to kind of head back into the studio last year and put out our latest one, the Keep Calm and Polka on CD.
Great name. That's just a great name. How can you keep calm when you're doing the polka?
Exactly. You can't overthink it, though. You just can't overthink it.
It is a great name. So you've sent me MP3s. And so do you have a website?
We don't. We've gone the route of Facebook. So, you know, folks go on if they're so inclined and on that part of social media out there, they could just type in Trimbita Edmonton or Trimbita Band Edmonton and we'll come up on that. And the latest one is up on iTunes now as well. So if folks are wanting to purchase the latest CD, they can definitely find it there.
Oh, fantastic. So MP3 is available through iTunes then. And you have also physical CDs available?
Yes, we do. Some of the original 2 left. And those ones, we're just in the process of getting them online so that folks can download that as well. Okay. And then definitely the third one we have out. And we've kind of, you know, with this whole Keep Calm Polka On thing that we did last year, which was just an idea of, you know, we had a rehearsal and we're kind of sitting around after with the typical kubusa and oidekin crackers and cheese and something else to soothe the vocal cords. But and we were just having a discussion about, you know, what would kind of be a little bit different or kitschy. And our saxophone player mentioned kind of this Keep Calm Polka On, and we just kind of looked at each other and thought, you know, that might actually catch on and work out there.
Yeah. So tell me about you said there were 42 members over the years. So who makes up Trimbita now?
Well, currently, this collection of the 6 of us, we've actually been together for a good 4 years now, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we have on the drums John Newton here from Edmonton. Pat Strain plays guitar. Pat and John and I have gig together probably since, I don't know, the early 90s, because we met through Grant McEwen College here in Edmonton. And so it's kind of been a long-standing relationship there. And then on trumpet, a fellow by the name of Joel Gray does a lot of work here in town with other groups and the symphony and such, so extremely talented. On the sax is Gerald Dubick, He's pretty renowned in the jazz community across Canada. He's released a few CDs of his own and won some awards. Very talented guy. On the accordion, Paul Bagori. And Paul's gig for a lot of years in the Ukrainian community. I actually met him and his dad, Larry, many years ago at the Ukrainian Cultural Heritage Village out here, just east of Edmonton. Mm-hmm. They'd come out and they'd both play the accordion in the courtyard stage or at the music festival, and just had a great passion for the Ukrainian music, the traditional stuff. And Paul is extremely talented on that thing that I always call it, because my brother played the accordion, so I was tormented for years, so I just call it that thing. So the guys are great, this incarnation of us. So.
You mentioned that there's a sax and trumpet. Now, also you talked about traditional music, so sax and trumpet generally don't kind of strike me as traditional for Ukrainian. We're talking cimbala, accordion, that kind of thing, fiddle. But you don't have a fiddle, but you do have an accordion and you have the brass.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I've heard your stuff, and it does definitely. It's a traditional. It's contemporary, but it also very traditional. It's got the Ukrainian soul to it.
Yeah, and it's thank you for that. It's something I think the contemporary moniker's been on us, since we've been around, and we've kind of never strayed. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing from kind of the sound that we had, and we've kind of continued on with that sound, kind of developing and definitely maturing, not only in age, but just in kind of our approach to what it is that we do. So in trying to put forward, like you said, kind of it's a traditional, some of the arrangements may be a little different, but it still has that feeling to it, that soul to it, that definitely rings through with the Ukrainian traditional feel.
It's a nice blend of contemporary and traditional, much like Rushnichok did back in the day. And they haven't been gigging together for a long time, but they still managed to establish themselves with that kind of nice blend of modern and traditional, which Trembita, when I listened, and I just heard about you guys. Last year, I didn't, 35 years, and I never heard, but you guys are local. You've never, you don't travel much, I guess.
We haven't, back in the 90s, let's say, we did a bit more traveling and played a number of times out on the coast for a few Malankas and out in Victoria. I forget what the dance group's name was out there, but we did.
We did one
of their. I think it was. I'm not sure if it was kind of an anniversary or something. But we did go out there and do that. Been down to Los Angeles to do Malankas down there. So it's kind of And then after, it just really, we focused on kind of doing the local thing for the most part. So
yeah. Well, traveling is expensive, and especially when you have a growing family, then it's a little bit harder for a bunch of guys to get together and justify being away. Plus, you have jobs as well.
That's right. Yeah. So it's kind of a little bit difficult to book that much time away, but when you can do it, you definitely want to. So.
Yeah. Well, if you're ever coming out here, thinking of coming out here, you make sure you let me know.
We would love to. So definitely.
Are you doing any summer festivals? Are you going to be at the Pesenka Festival again this year?
Yeah. It'll probably be under the moniker of Trembita.
Uh-huh.
But this year marks, I think, the 40th anniversary for Pesenka.
Yeah.
So we're talking with the organizers, I wanted to do something a little bit more, a little bit bigger. We used to do a thing, then we called it the Trembita Big Band, where we put together like a 5-6-piece horn section and kind of do it up big, and we did it in conjunction with the Ukrainian shumka dancers here in Edmonton for some of their galas. And so that's kind of the direction that I'm leaning, to kind of have something a little bit bigger, maybe a couple of accordions on the stage, you know, just something that we could, you know, have some fun with and bring in, you know, again, like you're talking about that kind of musician community that we have out here, bring in some fellows that, you know, have worked with different groups or are working with different groups to kind of, you know, give it that extra punch to what we can do. So that's where we're headed right now.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. And this with the 40th anniversary, they have waived the gate fee, so it's free to get in. Yeah, for anybody wanting to go to the Pessinka Festival, there is no charge at the gate. So how can you not go?
That's exactly it, and it's such a great time, you know, extremely, you know, fun festival to be at. You know, we've played it numerous times, and, you know, Vegreville is such a great community, and so definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So in the meantime, we'll be playing Tembita on Sholos, of course, and are you going to be recording another CD anytime?
Well,
you just got one out, but still, I got to ask the question.
Well, we did leave some notes on the recording studio floor, so to speak. So I think that there may be something in the future. It won't be kind of 20 years in between recordings like we did for the last one. So, but like I said, there's a lot of creativity in the group, and I think I wouldn't want to see that go to waste, and just even to have it to kind of share, you know, with my kids in the future, and just to share it with, you know, the community that will want to hear it. We definitely would want to do something again.
Absolutely, that's great, and with Nosh Holos listeners, because
definitely
know, this is great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us all about Tembita, and look forward to seeing you, hearing you at the Vegreville Pessinka Festival. Break a leg for that, and look forward to your next CD as well.
That's excellent. I really appreciate this, and you know, thank you for kind of playing our stuff and the other groups as well. It's just something that hopefully will not get lost in the future, and will kind of continue to be strong.
Oh, not if I can help it.
Excellent.
So thank you for doing the music and providing it and giving me something to share. So okay, so
let's
see you in Vegreville.
Yes, we will be there.
Many thanks to Slavko Nohas of Tembita from Edmonton. Check them out live in Vegreville at this year's Pessinka Festival, July 5th, 6th, and 7th, or visit them on Facebook and get the scoop on all their tunes.
Моє знам'я буде ти черевик. Гори, гори, життя бурлацьке є, життя байдуже, ах, юнацьке є, царик над нами, сила власная, горить усе, любов прекрасная. Бо я бурлак з далеких поколінь. В одному місці я не можу жити, іти в мандри, все мене крутить. Як заблищить сонце в небесах, як зашумить вітрець по деревах, то в тілі кров моя закипить, іти в мандри, все мене крутить. Гори, гори, життя бурлацьке є, життя байдуже.
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. Saturdays around the world in your part of the world on PCJ Radio Network via AM, FM, and shortwave radio, as well in Nanaimo on Vancouver Island Wednesdays at 12 noon on Radio Malaspina 101.7 FM CHLY. If you're a time shifter, you can get the podcast on our website, which is www.nashholos.com. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Роботи ніколи не скінчиш і зайця не перебіжиш. And our proverb translates as, one can never finish one's work any more than one can outrun a rabbit. And I suppose that's apropos for this Mother's Day. I'm sure most mothers feel that way themselves. Well, we've run out of time, so to take us to the end of our program, one more tune by Trimbita from their CD Keep Calm and Polka On. It is Stave Charku. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia.
Отакім, отакім випускають чарочки, чарочки маленькі, зятю дорогенькі. Теща ставить зятю чарочки маленькі, отакі ж, бо випускають зятю дорогенькі. Випив чарку зять відразу, та й у слух міркує, хай тим очі повилазять, хто такі купує. Отакім, отакі випускають чарочки, чарочки маленькі, зятю дорогенькі. Скіпку хліба відрізає тещі там тоненько, каже, ічте, поправляйтесь, друга моя ненько. Дружині ті хлібині очі притиснуло, їчмо, жінко, та й не дбаймо, щоб не подавило. Отакім, отакім нарізає скібочки, скібочки тоненькі, тещі дорогенькі.